One poem only. Just for now, just for you. Here's today's poem. A quick reminder before today's poem. One poem only submissions are open, and this could be your season to be featured. Details and the submissions form are in the show notes. This is One Poem After, where I'll be reading poems written after those featured on the podcast during National Poetry Month. Today's after poem is by me, Maggie Devers. After Emily Dickinson. Some days I worry I've lost the poetry. Sometimes you must encounter a mound of empty feathers to remember the wildness never leaves the cat. You can open your phone and see the most gorgeous example of a flower, but to smell it, that is how you really look, how you remember. Like listening to an orchestra string music first played 300 years ago, that we still know and can hum. I guess what I'm saying is, you need something to believe in. And maybe it's poetry, or your morning cup of coffee, or your dog and her favorite stick. I guess what I'm saying is, you don't need to look for poetry for it to find you. By Maggie Devers. If you'd like to hear more from me, my debut poetry collection, For My Daughter, is available as an audiobook. Physical copies are also available, or get one free by subscribing to the podcast on Substack or Patreon. I'm on Instagram at Rembrandt's Cure. And now for the poem this was written after. I dwell in possibility, a fairer house than prose, more numerous of windows, superior for doors. Of chambers is the cedars, impregnable of eye, and for an everlasting roof, the gambrels of the sky. Of visitors, the fairest, for occupation, this, the spreading wide my narrow hands to gather paradise. By Emily Dickinson. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.